Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones. We are delighted to welcome you to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and it's our pleasure to be with you now.
And we are today, here we are, March 8. We are preparing for the 7-year ascension. Remember, we've been talking about this. We've been doing so much work around this. And today it's really about what you need to know, because we are 12, and I love that magic number, 12 days away from the March 20th opening. This is just a profound moment in time, and we are delighted your heart found us today, or if you found us in the archives, I know it's the perfect moment to hear this particular show.
You know, time is very elastic, and what that means is that the impact of what a timing is or offers is based upon when you can receive it.
Mm-hmm.
The impact is different for each person, and while there is indeed a profound window of alignment that is happening right now on this planet and on other planets that are associated, the impact of that, you have your timing, you have your capacity to say yes. And if you choose to line up and say yes to the flow that's upon you right now, look out.
Well, you know, and as we're looking out, we are watching and want to let you know that, of course, we are always, always here loving your calls, your input, your questions, your mini soul reading requests. So, hey, if you want to get in the queue, give us a buzz. That's at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, remember, once the lines are full, you might get a busy signal, but as soon as we start taking callers, hey, jump in and call again so you can get back in that queue.
Absolutely. So let's do a little recap of this time we're in.
Woo, this truth-filled, ether-filled moment.
You know, I guess any human being that was awakening at any time on this planet would say, this is a special time.
Well, you know, when is a time? Really, that's a great thing to say, Shri, because the reality is all of the time, and I'm putting that in quotes, especially kind of like in a ha-ha moment, because I know for a lot of you, your time changed today, which is a whole other issue. But, you know,
what really changed?
Exactly. As we're sitting here in Guatemala, where we never change our clocks. So it's kind of an interesting illusion, isn't it? But, you know, we are at a moment. Rather than using the word time, maybe it's we are at a moment, a culminating moment. And with every culminating moment, I always love the visual of kind of jettisoning the rockets. You know, it's like that stage one of the rocket, stage two of the rocket. But we keep having more stages.
Yes. And there really has been a profound, let's just say a profound opportunity upon this planet that certainly in terms of earmarks or pivotal events began in 1987,
right.
Moved again to the millennium, 2000-2001, moved again to 2012 as kind of the ripening. And we're now at that place where, yes, it is happening. The liftoff is happening. And liftoff, what we're referring to as the escalator of ascension.
Yes, and that portal is 7 years. This is what's so unique about what's happening right now, is that what's opening has a 7-year energy experience, and that is its own energy, its own experience.
It is. And we offer this to you as really with the intention of reassurance. For those of you that have been walking your path, that have been, if anything, saying, hey, let's get on with this.
And then you say that again and again and again. Hey, let's get on with this.
your individual expression may be ripening into your own sense of peace and love and trust. And you may also find yourself looking at the world going, hey, what happened?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I sympathize because in my
grandest vision, the world would look a little different than it does right now.
And thank goodness for your grand vision.
And yet, I believe there's still a time to come. I believe that there's still a ripening that is upon us and that it's silly to be impatient.
Well, you know, I love that you share that. And I want to remind all of you, if you have not yet watched the videos that we recently posted at YouTube, please go to YouTube. Our channel is Official Shri and Kira, and watch the current videos, because preparing for the 7-year ascension is important. You know, you certainly don't have to consciously prepare, because I guess the smiling reality is that whether you consciously prepare or not, you're prepared because you're still on the planet.
There is a piece. It's not about preparation as much as it is about self-awareness.
Exactly. And we're going to be diving deep into what you need to know all through today's show, because remember, we have these two birthing events in the month of the Chakra Vastu, of truth, of the ether. Remember, we lifted from that February energy of the heart and the air into the throat and the ether, moving us next month, April, into the third eye. And there is a lot to discuss.
Well, we'll save April for April, because I'm very excited about what's coming.
Yes.
And I'm also very pleased to be part of this now.
Yeah.
We are indeed in the spaciousness of the ether. Now, ether... Just imagine air turned into steam. You know, just imagine air becoming even more refined.
Indeed.
Even more spacious.
Indeed.
Hollow.
Yeah.
Empty. Whatever the word is that kind of...
Refinely light.
Yeah. Well, that feeling can actually be unsettling to some people.
Mm-hmm.
So consider that if this is a moment of the expansion of ether, then there are many people, and you can feel this within yourselves momentarily from time to time, kind of like looking for your grounding, looking for the substance, looking, where's my drama? Where's my conflict? Because that gives me a sense of identity. Whereas this ether, this floating is just, whoa, it's a little
whoa,
too
man.
Ego to wrap around. Now, I'm heading for.
Yeah, I like the whoa, Shri. I'm still there, because there is a sense of smile. You know, if we allow ourselves to stop clinging, and this is part of that two earth experience, which we really want to talk about, because right now the third dimension and the fifth dimension are clearly available. It's not like either one is murky. They are both front and center. They're both right in front of you. And remember that the third dimension is carrying that collapsed fourth dimension energy kind of crunched all over it.
A lot of interference.
Woo!
In third dimensional reality.
And if you're not sure what we mean by that, at our YouTube channel, we have a video called The Collapse of the Fourth Dimension. Watch it, or go back and listen to some of the shows where we've talked about that. So the third dimension is carrying this collapsed energy on it that is kind of like, I always say, it's trying to like breathe with a balloon around your head.
The fourth dimensional energy is all of the unresolved pain, fear, anger, doubt, all of the violence, and indeed some of the fantastic emotional stuff as well.
Well, and a lot of the cities are attached to this. And
phenomena.
So, phenomenal. Yeah. And so what we mean by that is that rather than the refined spiritual experiences that happen in fifth dimensional space, we're talking about the ones that are done to satisfy the ego. And you know, you see a lot of this. I'm not saying anything judgmental. I don't want you guys to hear this, but you know, there's a lot of TV shows that really are big on the fantastic, so to speak,
the
experience of the fantastic,
the clairvoyant or the ghosts or all of that.
For the sake of the trick, and I'm not going to say that they're not real, but I'm just going to say it's for the sake of the trick versus the depth of the spiritual intimacy that is available through divine connection.
And so each of these dimensional experiences... Each of these dimensional experiences is like a set of lenses, like a set of glasses. You know, it's kind of fun. Recently, we had our eyes checked, and you know how you go in, you go into the optometrist, and they
never tell them what I really see, or I would not be leaving. Let's just say they'd have a jacket for me.
But at one point, you know, they get you roughly at your script, and then they say, "Is it better A or B? Number one or number two?"
Exactly. Have you ever been there, guys? You know what we're talking about.
You know what we're talking about. And at some point, you can hardly tell the difference between one and two. You know, and what's happening is a little bit like what's going on our shared experience.
Good example. It's an A or B.
The third dimension and the fourth dimension are tied together.
Yeah.
That is the fourth cannot exist without the third.
Mm-hmm.
So the fourth dimension is the place all of the unresolved energies go. So this is everything from ghosts and spirits who had unfinished business, who are earthbound, to emotional energies that are earth-centric.
Mm-hmm.
And so these energies are all associated with third dimensional experience. But then the fifth dimensional experience is tied to the seventh. And yet the fifth and the third are kind of occupying the same space.
It's kind of like that Venn diagram, right? Where you have the two circles,
the
right? Remember that, guys? Remember that from science? You have the two circles and there's two whole circles, but when they come together, there's that space that overlaps. Well, that's the area where the preparation needs to happen, because a lot of us are jumping in and out of the whole thing. We're all over this Venn diagram, third, fifth overlay. And that's part of why you need to be prepared.
And so the piece here about taking good care of yourself and paying attention is that your ego, which for most of us is really your sense of identity, and mm-hmm. then later on when we have our experiences, when we have our maturity, we tend to, the ego shifts.
Right.
But nonetheless, without getting into a big thing about the ego, all I want you to know is the ego has its place and its purpose, and its purpose is to keep your body safe. Its purpose is to navigate the third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
It does not ascend in the way that the rest of you does.
Right. And that's important to remember, because it's only the ego that would tell you it does.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
thinking it does.
It's
it wants
extraordinary.
To be in charge.
It really is. And, you know, as we move forward, as we keep going here, part of the greatest gift you can give yourself in this month of March, in the truth, remember, we're in the throat chakra, we're in the energy of the truth. And we've already talked so much about this. I don't want to take too much of the show time, but what I want to remind you is this: in the energy of the truth, it's time to ask yourself, what brings me the greatest joy in my life? And we want to define the word joy, not in the sense of giddy joy, in the sense of that peace-filled knowing that you are whole, that you are doing that which is rewarding to your sense of entirety in your wholeness, because it is through your wholeness that ascension happens through you. The fractures are aligned with third dimensional overlays. That's why we're here. We're here to dance through our fractures. We're here to dance through our emotions. We're here to dance through our egos. So cool. And the key is that it won't stop you if you're able to witness it, if you're able to understand the divine gift of what brings you the greatest substance. That's the word that the joy is talking about. The substance-filled joy that serves the soul.
So where is your energy organized? Is
yeah.
it organized around this joy, around this creative principle, around beauty, around spaciousness?
Or is it organized around pain, lack, doubt, fear?
Yeah, suffering, striving, and efforting. And
Fox News?
That's right in there.
It is, isn't it?
Part of the drama Velcro.
Exactly.
And so, yes, we are a blend. Remember,
uh-huh.
we are overlaid. So what we're wanting to say to you is, have mercy on yourselves. Pay attention to where you put your energy.
Right.
And look for the joy, and you will ride the escalator through this time.
And it doesn't mean, you know, so often people misunderstand this. It's like, oh, well, you know, how can you stay in joy all the time? Well, the reality is, if we're talking about emotional joy, you can't. It's emotional. However, if you keep, you know, I always go back to our beautiful Archangel Zadkiel. If you keep your eyes on the divine at all times, that is like the number one gift that will prepare you to move through the 7-year ascension. Keep your eyes on the divine at all times. See the divine in everything. No matter what is happening, no matter what the world of illusion is throwing in front of you, no matter how awesome or how awful, see them both through the eyes of the divine, and you'll be incredibly, I'm out of words to even share how amazed you'll be that things will float with a balanced energy. You'll avoid that high and low that can only be the whipsaw of density.
And so the highs and the lows are there to inform you.
Always. And they are not there to destroy you.
Nor do you need to identify them. You look at them and you gather what you can gather from them. Take a deep breath in. Keep walking forward.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of walking forward.
Are we walking forward?
We are.
All right.
Some beautiful people that have been standing
Yay!
By. So first person in the queue today for a conversation is Sophia from California. And we'll welcome her to the show.
Namaste, Sophia. Welcome. All right. Hi.
Hi. Good to be with you. I was on when you were there with David. He's a good friend of mine, too. So I'm calling because I am deciding to... I have an elderly friend. He's 86, and he needs somebody to be a caregiver for him. And I and my two dogs would like to find a home together with my friend. And I just would like a little reading on that, if you can give me one. You know, we've known each other for 45 years. You know, he has some problems, but mostly he's, you know, my good friend. I want to take care of him. And we have to find a place. So that's my question. That's my concern right now.
Yeah, you know, I see it. I'm so glad you called, Sophia, because I love that you are our first caller as we're talking about preparing for the 7-year ascension, because the next 4 years for you, and especially in this time with this being, are going to be very, very, the only word I can give you is illuminating, uplifting, and the word they're giving me is such a weird word. I was going to say educating, but they keep saying no. It's like expanding. That this is almost like an agreement that you guys made a very long time ago. This is very meant to be. This isn't even a doubt. This is like a yes. This is supposed to be happening. However, it's almost one of those things where you're going to at times think you're getting more out of it because there's going to be so much happening for you. It's going to just be like an aha, like a click, 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 click. And it's going to be very tied in with the fact that you're stepping on this ascended escalator. You've spent your whole life on this incredible, beautiful journey. And this piece for you right now is like, how do I go to the next level while being in service and serving myself and living in a way that serves me? And this is all really meant to be. And so the only thing I can share with you is you might want to keep a journal, because not everything's going to feel, especially the first 4 months. I don't know why they keep giving you all these fours, but the first 4 months for you are going to kind of be like, what's going on here? But if you keep a journal, by the time you hit the second 4 months, it's going to become very obvious. I mean, very, very obvious. And then from there, it's just going to get richer and richer and richer. So I'm really glad you called today, and it's always beautiful to connect with your amazing energy.
Thank you, sweetheart. I thought it was meant to be. I love this man. He's, you know, and he needs me. He needs help. I can be of service and have fun too, I think.
Yes. So, yeah. And there's going to be a lot that's going to come out of it on to the point where they just want me to repeat, don't ever feel guilty or think that you got more out of it than he did. You're going to get, just enjoy it and let it come forward for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both. Lots of love.
Thank you, sweetheart. And to you, namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. You know, oftentimes we are in a flow.
We are.
And that we need to pop our head up to the rarefied altitudes and say, oh, this is a good flow.
Well, and you know, Sri, I just want to share something because I think that Sophia is beautiful. And for those of you that didn't know who that was, that's Sophia Song Healer, if you've not connected in with her music. So I just want to also share with you that it's really important to know that how many of us have an experience and we start sabotaging it or feel bad because we feel like, oh my God, I got so much out of that. Did they? And the answer is everyone always gets their needs met. And so allow the goodness to come in, allow the richness to come in.
Absolutely. And why don't we allow ourselves to go to line two, and we'll welcome Maggie from Wisconsin.
Namaste, Maggie. Welcome.
Hello, line two, are we there?
All right. Well, Maggie, if you're there, hold on. We'll come back to you. I'll let our producer know. Let's go on. Sri, who's next?
Hello.
Hi, is this Maggie?
Hi. Sorry about
sweetheart.
That.
How can we serve you?
I'm so glad I got through today.
Us too.
Okay, well, the reason I'm calling today is because over the past couple years, I have developed an anxiety problem. And, you know, I always thought it was a medical issue until I sort of awakened on my own. And now I'm starting to think that it was maybe something that was meant to happen. And I was just kind of wondering what your take on that was and kind of maybe getting a mini soul reading out of that.
Well, thank you for the honor of being able to read your energy field, because number one, it's bright. I mean, wow, you have this bright, beautiful energy field. And I do want to offer you this. I love that you're calling again as we're preparing for the 7-year ascension, because it's important for you to release any doubt that it was not part of your awakening. Oftentimes we have a moment of anxiety, and it can last. And when I say moment, for some people, it can last years. And it's what it is it's the resonance of the emotional body and the spiritual body harmonizing together. And we either medicate, right? And we can medicate along the way. It's about keeping that in perspective. And we either medicate, and never fully awaken and then kind of remain in that pattern. Or we begin to awaken, and as we awaken, part of that rocket jettison that we were talking about earlier, which is why I'm really glad you called today, part of the rocket jettison is the recognition that we must at some point let go of the doubt, because doubt is the remnant of third dimensional overlay. And in your case, it knows that it can feed in through what we would call anxiety. So if at any point, and you have all these angels around you, and you have, my gosh, what a bright, bright energy field. If at any point you feel any doubt arising, and it's, or you don't feel doubt, but you're not understanding why you're suddenly feeling anxiety, it is merely because it is a piece of the, and I'm going to use the word, the older self, the self before you awoke, that is trying to get your attention. And so they're saying, remember to breathe, remember to love, and remember to laugh. In your case, a deep breath followed by sending tons of love to yourself and then literally laughing will immediately ignite your energy. The other thing I want to remind you is laughter is all about the third chakra as well, because it physically moves the third chakra. And the third chakra is also where we find our balance and our power. And as I gaze at your bright, bright energy field, there is this energy coming out of your third chakra that's looking to be more stable. So I would encourage you to take a lot of time sending love and laughter into your third chakra. Go watch a funny movie. Go do something that tickles your funny bone. And the more you do that, the more you'll anchor. And this will all just be something that was part of the journey. And I think your timing calling today was awesome.
Perfect. That makes me so happy. That actually answers a lot of questions I was having. And I mean, with this month, I mean, the energy has just been blowing my head back. And I think that was definitely the answer I needed. So
I am so glad. Well, there's never an accident when you're the one who calls and gets through, or the day that you call. So just feel our love around you. And I'm really glad we could share this with you today, honey. Go laugh.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. I love both of you guys. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. We love you too.
Namaste. Many blessings. Well, once again, I'm always delighted with the universality that laughter is indeed.
Indeed. In so many ways.
Healing and supportive.
Yeah.
And clearing. And that we need to remember to do it.
And it's free.
It's
free. It's simple. You
it's
know.
Free and it's self-magnifying.
You know, people often, I just have to jump in. People, you know, I have, Shri and I have a French bulldog and a Shih Tzu. And honest to goodness, I think the reason we have these two little dogs is because there isn't a moment I look at them that I'm not laughing. They're like these little, they're not only are they funny looking, they're funny, you know.
They have great personalities and they like to play together. And you can't help but smile when you look
constantly.
They're unconventional appearance.
Exactly. And so we encourage you, always have, you know, do something, keep something around you that keeps you happy, because your smiling, radiant happiness, simple things, simple pleasures are part of the key to ascension. They really are. Shri, can we take another call?
We can do one more.
Let's do that.
And then we'll get to everybody in a minute.
All right.
Now we're in a flow here. We're going to head to line 3 and we'll say hi to Andromeda from San Francisco.
Namaste, beloved Andromeda. Welcome.
Hey, Karen. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for taking my call and for everything else.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me okay?
We can, honey. How can we serve you?
I'm breaking up a little, but keep talking.
Thank you for taking my call and for everything else. I love you guys. It's been a while. I hope you've been good. I was wondering if I could please have a mini soul reading, especially in regards to a divine partner. I'd really appreciate it.
I see that. And so I want you to, first of all, I want you to bring your hands to your heart and take a deep breath, because as I connect with your energy field, there's this sense of the word, you know, it's funny. They're giving me like three words at once. So I'll just say them all. Dread, fear, worry, almost, I don't want to use the word anxiety, but there's an energy in your breath. And so I want to invite you to, first of all, take in a deep breath. Keep your hands on your heart. If it's safe to close your eyes, I'd invite you to do that too. And as I'm sharing this with you, it's really funny. There's all these angels that keep coming around you, but there's more than angels. There's also these, they're light beings, and they're beautiful. They're like all these different colors. Like, it's more than a rainbow. A rainbow wouldn't even cut it with all the colors that are coming in around you. And they're all wanting you to say the same thing, because I was going to name them, and they said, no, you don't need the names. What you need is the absolute focus of your eyes. And they're saying that your eyes right now are only seeing half of what's happening in your world. And that because of that, it is best not to use them. It is meaning that the physical eyes, that but that for what's going on right now, it's about using the eyes of your heart, your third eye, which they're calling the Shiva eye of divine rebirth, that you're in a partnership phase where everything must kind of crumble to birth again. And it doesn't mean that everything's ending. It just means that it's rebirthing. And so when we rebirth, it's important to remember that then we have the eyes of the child. We see things as if we've never seen them before. And they're saying that for you right now, it's important for you to see everything like you're seeing it for the very first time, and to begin not even focused on the partnership aspect of your life. They're saying that today, go do drink a glass of water like it's the first glass of water you've ever had. Go eat something like it's the first time you've ever tasted it, and notice, and that bring that energy into the partnership energy and allow the birth. Now, they're also reminding me, it's funny, they're pointing to March 21. March 21 is Gudi Padwa, which for Hindus is the birth of Brahma. It's a very powerful day. And the 21 is also the 3. It's also in the moment of the ascension. You are in an ascending phase of partnership, which means that initially it can feel like everything's upside down. In your case, everything's actually lining up. It's just new territory. And so put it on with the eyes of the child and breathe into the fact that everything's rebirthing. The other thing I'll share with you is within 3 months, everything's super stable. Super, super stable and super, super happy. So let this 3 month period be amazing. You know, just look at it from, wow, if I'm being born again, if everything's being born again, how would I create it and bring the creation energy into it and move forward from there? And so it is. I'm really glad you called, Angel.
Thank you, Kira. Thank you, Sheree. Love you guys.
We love you too,
bye-bye.
Honey. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Well, indeed, and for all of us listening and tuning in, we are at a auspicious time.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Coming up March 2021, as we're at the in the energy of the solstice, in the energy of the new moon, in the energy of Gudi Padwa.
The full solar eclipse. I mean, it's crazy eclipse. Everything that's
it's
happening.
It's just an auspicious time to be in creation, to trust that which is wanting to emerge from deep within. And with that, we're going to invite you to just breathe with that for a moment.
Ooh.
We can take a little station break.
Wow.
We're going to be back with a lot more to share right after these messages. Stay with us.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriandKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriandKira.com.
And namaste, beloved ones.
We are so delighted you are here, and we are preparing. You know, Sri and I are so excited to be with you, because just a quick shout out to all of you that are going to be hopping on planes to join us later this week here in Guatemala. Starting this Saturday, Sri and I are going to be basically in an ascension portal cocoon for 10 full days. And because of that, we'll be taking 2 weeks off of live radio. However, we have selected two of our encore shows to play while we are down here in the midst of this extraordinary ceremonial expansion. And we will be delivering an archangelic ensoulment specifically for this ascension time. And we'll be talking all about it when we turn on air the last week of this month.
And so, beloved ones, we're delighted that you're with us live here. And we're also encourage you to trust your guidance and listen to what was shared earlier, because the encore shows carry rich information for this time.
And we selected these two because we felt they were very, very important. However, that's why we're trying to get as many people as we can today that are calling in for their mini soul readings. And where are we at on that, Sri? You want to continue?
We have some people standing by.
All right.
And we'll say hi to them, and then we'll talk a little more about
preparing for this extraordinary and this truth-filled ether, guys. You just, you know, there's so much to say.
let me see. We're going to go to line four.
All right.
We'll welcome Cindy from Ohio.
Well, namaste, Cindy. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
You're so welcome. How can we serve you today?
Oh, mercy. I have a lot going on here. I guess I had a couple questions, mostly about what my next step is, if you could just mini soul reading. I was just involved in a minor car accident, which kind of stopped my whole life for the last 5 months. I lost my job at 17 years and soon my home, so I know it's happened for a reason. Just kind of, I guess, your advice and what I'm supposed to be doing next. I'm kind of stuck.
Well, I am so glad that you called, Cindy. I can't thank you enough for picking up the phone and saying, today's my day. Not only am I going to call, I'm going to get through, and I'm going to get a mini soul reading. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is I want your heart to feel that of course all of this has happened to bring you to this point. And the real amazing thing for me as I gaze at you is that I keep seeing around you the energy of the five. Now, the energy of the five, we like to call the Matronian star. And a Matronian star activates a lift in our lives. And oftentimes, in order for the Matronian star to activate, we have to clear. We have to cleanse out everything, even things that were like, God, why? Why did this happen? Why did you do this? I know there's a better reason, but I want that answer now. You are actually tied into this ascension. You have literally been preparing for the next 7 years. And because of that, you've had to kind of I guess the word I want to use is get cleansed to the bone. You know, you were with that position for 17 years. Our miracle team is all about the magic of 17. 17 is a magic number. And when things happen in the energy of 17, it is because we are complete and ready to go beyond. And whenever we have accidents, they are designed literally to help us stop, you know, just stop and take a look. And so what I want to share with you more than anything is that Archangels Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Zadkiel, and Zophiel are all standing around you. You're in this five-pointed star configuration, but yet when I look up, I see Metatron. And they're all saying the same thing. Do not fear, do not forsake, meaning that there's been a lot of pain and a lot of lamenting that as you spin this star, meaning look ahead with what you honestly want to be and do, and they will manifest it through you now. The next 5 months are about setting all that up. And so for you, it is about April, May, June, July, and your magic month is going to be August. However, it's important for you to stay focused on what you really want in your life without doubting it's possible, because that's the message, is that when you strip everything away, it's kind of like that old message, you know, no matter where you go, there you are. Well, when you strip it all away, what's left right now is the best part of you, and it's your time to ascend through that. And believe it or not, the reason you got through today is this is actually how you've had to prepare. The good news is it's all behind you. From now on, it's about building the future, and your future's amazing. By August, you're going to look back at this time and say, you know, if I'd have known this was going to bring me here, I would do it all over again. And so I am really glad you got through today, Cindy. I really am. Many blessings to you, my angel. And let the next 5 months be the blessing they're meant to be in your life. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, well, once again, I'm just reminded of how important it is to check in and trust.
You know, Sri, I want to say also that along with checking in and trusting, and this is part of the preparation, my angels, it's about taking responsibility for our forward momentum. Because, you know, this is one of the things that spiritual warriors, which you are, you would not be listening to our show, but as a spiritual warrior, it's that moment where you can look into the mirror and go, hey, wait a minute, I am a powerful creator. And while I get that I might have created X, Y, and Z, which I'm really glad I don't have to create again, been there, done that, I'm also responsible for creating my future and co-creating that with the energy that's here right now. And the beauty is that the energy that's here right now in this ethery expansion, in the truth, is that your truth is that you are abundant. Your truth is that you deserve. Your truth is that you are a powerful co-creator. Now, how do Sri and I know that? Because you were born, my angel. You took birth on this planet. And because of that, you deserve that. And anything in your life, anything in your mind that tells you less than that is just part of the experience of density helping you remember.
That's what you came here to heal.
Woohoo!
You know, to resolve, to put it behind you. And so when we align with the truth of our essence,
exactly,
with the truth of our being, abundance flows, joy flows, and good things happen. And yes, we are existing in a friction-based density world where time, the illusion of time, has a factor. And so while we may have a vision of where we're going, it's important that we trust that vision and take action to keep walking to it.
That's the key, isn't it? It's we have to take action. You know, it's one thing to ruminate. Like, for example, how many of you just have these wonderful visions of your life in your head, but you can't quite seem to make them work? Well, the key is, have you brought it from your head to paper? That's the first thing you have to do. You've got to get it out of your head. You've got to put it on paper. And as you're creating it on paper, can you let go of the self-judgment? In other words, when you're writing, and it has to be longhand. I know. We want to use our keyboards, but it's got to be longhand because of the energetics. But if you're sitting there and you write out longhand the life that you're creating for yourself in the now tense, in this tense, without letting emotional judgment infiltrate it. Like as you're writing it, you're going, yeah, this will never happen. Well, the reality is you're so powerful. That's what you're saying.
You're canceling it.
You're canceling it. So it's you have to allow yourself to get into the spacious flow of letting it happen. And this is beautiful because we're in that moment of truth. You want to prepare for this energy. You want to prepare for the next 7 years. What action steps are you willing to take? Well, the first one is to be darn clear on what you want your life to look like and to let go of the illusion of lack, because that illusion is rich on this planet, isn't it? It's rich with the fear illusion. It's rich with the doubt illusion. You've got to let those illusions stay where they are in the world of illusion. It's not your truth. And we are in the energy of truth. So by claiming your truth, you begin and initiate the ascension, the joy, the expansion.
And so keep practicing.
Exactly.
You know, when we have these moments of realization, when we have these moments of clarity, it's important that we organize our energy around them and say, I accept this. This
right.
is so. And
right.
I'm going to live it. I'm going to take my actions are going to be based upon my clarity, not my fear.
And in your clarity and in your truth, you will always, always be supported, even if you have a moment that looks like a temporary setback. And I know, you know, because we've had so much around soul groups and a lot of you are still writing us and we're still talking about that, Shree and I just want to share this. If you are in a partnership, relationship, whatever, with another right now, and your truth cannot be expressed, then the reality is, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
I mean, what are you going to do about it?
It means you're compromising everything.
And in that compromise, in living that lie, you are preventing your fullness from coming forward. And I know it can be scary. Oh my God, I know it can feel like you're standing at the abyss and oh my God, how am I going to do this? Or how am I going to do that? But only you can make that decision. And there is always going to be a reason for you to compromise your truth. And until you stop compromising your truth, your life expression will be compromised. So if you're compromising your truth and you know it, stop complaining and let your truth be that you're happy living this way, and you'll at least manifest more in that experience. Or do something about it, claim your truth, and absolutely watch with the amazing clarity as miracles will come forward to support you.
You can do it.
Yes, you can. And you do it all the time.
And so, beloveds, let's continue the conversation.
I love this conversation.
We're going to head to line 5 and we'll welcome Lauren to the show.
Namaste, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to be on the show. I wasn't sure if you guys were going to be able to get me through. This is actually my first time calling.
Wow. So aren't you blessed? I love it. How can we serve you?
Well, I don't even know where to start. I have been going through a lot over the past 4 years. And the other day, I just had the sense that I was wanting to get a reading done. And so I contacted my friend John, and he recommended you guys. So that's why I'm calling in. I don't even know what to ask.
You know, you don't have to, honey.
I
want to ask you one thing. When you contacted your friend John, what was the energy that said, I need a reading?
I actually had just finished praying, and he actually contacted me first, and
okay.
I just started talking to him, and he just recommended it. It just happened very easily and very quickly.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's the reason I'm asking is because you have, and I'm sure you're already connected with this group. It's the only word I can give, this beautiful group that's around you. And you are so beautifully connected. And you're connected at a level that actually brings tears to my eyes. You have this depth of connection that is very, very rare in the fact that it's very, very pure. You have a pure heart. You have a pure mind. You have a great level of pure energy streaming through you. And so the gift that is yours to claim as you're moving forward in your life right now is that all of these beings are saying, we have heard you, that your prayers are heard, and that the answers have already begun, and that it is important for you to pay attention to the ease with which some things are lining up and the difficulty with which others are not. And they keep saying that as you move forward now, bring the beauty of your heart and the purity of your soul into greater action without compromise, and the doors are opening. Now, as I share this with you, I think it's very powerful to remind you about this four. It's interesting that you mentioned that these past 4 years, because that's getting ready to be balanced by the next, by the coming 4 years, meaning that the past four will be balanced by the beauty of the coming four, because you have a very, I don't want to use words that would be too strong, but let me use the word powerful. You have a very powerful mission ahead of you, and it's just beginning. It's just beginning. And everything that has happened has brought you to this moment. And it's like I see you in the center of the infinity. And the infinity is an eight, right? If we take the eight and lay it on its side, it's the spiral of infinity. Well, those past 4 years have been one side, and now you're in the center, and you're getting ready to ignite the other side, which will spin the rest of your life. And so do not compromise yourself. Remember that your intuition and your clarity is excellent, and your prayers not only have been heard, they're starting to be answered. And if it's hard, look at why it's hard and move on, rather than drown and trying to force it, because too many other things are ready to just go click, click, click for you. And it's your time, my angel. It's really your time. The next 4 years for you, beautiful. The other thing I want to say is they keep showing me butterflies all around you, butterflies, 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 butterflies. And so be the butterfly, fly free, let your colors shine. And remember that the butterfly is birthed through the death of the caterpillar. And these past 4 years have been your cocoon. And now it's time for you to fly, my love. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you one more thing. I had made the decision to move to Hawaii, at the end of December. And since then, I have become even more and more conscious and more happy and more joyful. And my life mm-hmm. here in Florida has continued to become better and better. And my mm-hmm. vibration is becoming at such a high level. And now I don't even know if I'm supposed to even be going to Hawaii. So I wasn't sure if maybe you had any insight into that. Because I've been
I love that you shared that. I love that you shared that, because this is part of what's coming forward, honey, is that if it's easy and you're growing, sometimes it's just calling in the energy of that that allows us to grow. And sometimes it's the fact that we're already in the balance. See, for you, it was the balance, right? It's like the two sides.
Yeah.
And so whether or not you continue with the journey, they're telling me will clearly reveal itself to you. However, in the moment, you don't need to agonize over it. Enjoy the balance of the two energies and what they're doing to your life.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel, and I'm so grateful you called today. Many blessings and namaste.
God bless. Wow. Have a beautiful day.
You too, my sweetheart.
Bye-bye. You know, it's a wonderful thing when we suddenly begin to get into our flow.
Yeah, and when we allow balance, you know?
That balance and that joy, and we go, oh, wait a minute, something's changed here.
Yeah, well, and I love that. And you know, and again, I just want to share with all of you, Sri and I, our hearts are just so big, because this is the preparation for the ascension. All of your calls, everything you're sharing, and for all of you that are listening, I am just sitting here, every single caller has been the show. You are the ascension. Remember, you know, my beloved Sri has always said this for so many years, that ascension does not happen to you. It happens through you.
And so as this is happening through us, we have more people standing by. We're going to do our best to
absolutely
connect, at least verbally here.
Yeah.
And we're now heading over to line one, and we'll say hi to Kathy from Colorado.
Namaste, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you on.
So I wanted to have a little reading on my music. I play guitar and I sing, and I've produced a couple of CDs, and I've made a bunch of YouTubes, and I get lots of praise for my music, but I struggle with making money from it. So I wonder if I need some kind of clearing around that.
Well, I am so glad you called because, you know, it's so funny. When I listen to your voice, I hear the words they give me is the harmony of the universe. That the harmony of the universe is the energy that you are carrying out through your music, and that there is an incongruence. There is, and I'm going to use the word a healing that needs to happen, which is in your case, a deservability issue. It's not about the quality. It's not about what you're doing. It's about this presence. And it's funny because it's Archangel Zadkiel and the blue starborn. There's all these blue starborn around you. They're so beautiful. And they're just saying, be the presence of the music. And may the music be the presence. And through that tenacity to keep moving forward, all will restore. There's also, I'm seeing, and they keep telling me again, August, I'm hearing the word August, that there's a connection. There is somebody that you're going to meet, but only through this presence energy that you've got to really ignite. And that when you meet this person has like the key to unlocking the greater depth of your career this way and your visibility and the way that you support yourself. And between now and then, every person you meet with the energy of perhaps this is that person. But by August, it's very, very clear. And there's a large manifestation that by December, they're showing me a calendar that's totally full. Meaning that you're doing something that's got you in very high demand and you're very, very happy. And it's funny, I see you flying, not so much on planes, but just flying with this universe of the harmony. And so presence. And that presence is an energy. And keep doing what you're doing because you're on the precipice. You really are. And I'm really glad you called.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. And you know, I just want to underscore something for all of us. I think that when we talk about the escalator to ascension, mm-hmm. we're also talking about the escalator to abundance, the
yes.
escalator to flow,
oh,
the
absolutely.
Escalator to joy, the
yes.
escalator to fulfillment, that this energy is about authenticity.
It's who you are.
It's who you are and what in your innate deservedness. No, Kara, we can have time to just say hi to one more person.
Well, let's do it. I'd love to.
We're going to head to line 2, and we'll welcome Carrie from Oregon.
Namaste, dear one. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be able to speak with the two of you today. Thank you so much. I feel like I'm going to be your comic relief for the day because I'm the person that's been holding on with fear of failure to launch. So I'm really worried that I'm only partly there, and I think that I have a twin flame, and he's very secular religious person, and I feel like when you were talking so much today about not compromising your truth and being able to speak, you know, freely, I'm scared. Can you talk to me about that?
I'd love to. And I just want to say, I love you so much because you're amazing. You are like a dove. They keep showing me a white dove with this cute little gold crown and rings. I'm not kidding. There's like this little, imagine a white dove with a gold crown and two like ankle bracelets on the feet. And they're saying, this is you, that you are this white dove. You are this dove of peace. You are this dove of manifest glory. You are a dove of light. And like a dove, you have gently allowed those around you not to really know you're there. And now they're showing me the dove transforming into this stunning golden eagle. And they're saying that as the dove becomes the eagle, your life will expand. And that right now, and I want you to hear this, it's got to be all about you. You are, and the word I have to give you is you are the pillar of light. When I look at you, honey, all I see is a pillar of light. I don't even see form. It's like this massive pillar of light that's sending the words out. And it could be why you have these doubts is because your soul energy is so profound and so vast that it defies words. And so they're saying, sit in a tub of water, put in some baking soda, like maybe half a box of those little boxes of baking soda in the bathtub if you can, or if not, make a foot bath and do that. Put in lavender oil, put in amber oil if you can find it. If not, you could substitute patchouli oil, and light a white candle and lay in the tub and tone. And as you tone, feel yourself transmute into that pillar of light, and this energy will come into you and become the golden eagle. And as you do, everything will soar. But let it be about you right now. No energy directed outwards. Let it be about you. And then all the energy around you will be more robust, as will your life. And so it is, my love.
Thank you so much. Does the twin that I think is a twin, is he not my twin?
It's not the time. It's not the time for you to even be thinking about it. It's your time. Okay. And the minute you become that golden eagle, that all becomes really easy to resolve.
Okay. Thank you so much. I so appreciate both of you. Thank you so very much. I'm so blessed to have found you in the first place. Thank you.
Oh, as we are you, my angel. Namaste.
And for all of you listening, once again, time does fly.
Too fast.
And I want to just remind each and every one of you, you're doing great. You can't mess this up. Just keep trusting your heart, follow your joy, and stay alert.
Absolutely. And as we're diving into the ascension energy over the next 10 days, Sri and I will be locked away in our ascension portal cocoon with some amazing journeyers down here in Guatemala. We invite you to stay tuned in. Tune in to our encore presentations the next two Sundays, and then join us live, because we're going to share it all when we come back. A lot to talk about.
And until we have the joy of being with you again live, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.